Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here at Bill. This is our first Azure Friday on the go. It's an experiment. If you like it, tweet us at Azure Friday and tell us whether or not you think this is cool or not cool. We think it's cool, and I think it's great because I'm here at the blockchain booth with Brenda Lee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Very happy to meet you. So you're a program manager on Azure Blockchain.
Yes.
I'm sorry to ask the obvious dumb question. Is that Bitcoin? What is that? Like, what is blockchain?
Yeah, so blockchain actually is the underlying technology that is under Bitcoin and a lot of the cryptocurrency hype that you see today. But actually, blockchain can enable a lot more scenarios than just cryptocurrencies. And so what we're doing at Microsoft is actually trying to work on, you know, various blockchain products that can help enable enterprise customers to build out their own blockchain applications easy and fast and on Azure. So that's the goal that our team is working on right now.
Is it fair to call this blockchain as a service?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we're working on various places to get to a point where we can be called like a fully managed service. Right now, a lot of stuff we're working on isn't quite fully managed. So we have, I would say, a lot of infrastructure level type management. But you know, if you're looking at the higher level, like platform as a service or even like software as a service, we're not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out, you know, we do definitely want to move up the stack because it just makes things simpler for enterprises in general. But right now, a lot of the technology is still focused at the infrastructure level. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
So forgive my ignorance, but so if blockchain is a decentralized distributed ledger with that you can't like cheat, right?
Yes.
You can't fake.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you need a distributed ledger like that, then you look at blockchain.
Yes.
Why would I suppose I could make a bunch of Azure VMs and install a bunch of blockchain stuff on it, but then I have to manage and maintain all these virtual machines.
Yes.
That's like infrastructure as a service.
Yes.
And then platform as a service is like file new blockchain.
Yes.
Where does Azure Blockchain fit into that?
Yeah, so actually we have a number of different product offerings out there. And so I would say a lot of the template offerings we have right now, which you might have heard, you know, Amazon released some template offerings, but we've actually had those on the Azure Marketplace for over a year now.
Oh, wow.
And so we've had thousands of customers that have been testing out our Azure templates for blockchain specifically.
So it's pretty mature.
I would say those are definitely infrastructure level. So what those do basically is they're pre-configured solution templates. So when you deploy them, it deploys a private blockchain network that you can go and test things out on. And so I would say right now, you know, we make it really easy for customers to do that. And so they're saying, all right, now I have a private blockchain network up and running. What's next? Like, this is really neat. I'm running a network. I have no idea what to do with it. And so that's kind of where this new product we actually just launched at Build today called Azure Blockchain Workbench comes in.
Okay.
And so the idea behind Workbench is that we want to make it much easier for enterprise companies to build out blockchain applications. So there's been a lot of patterns that you see with companies that are on this kind of exploration path in the blockchain space. And so in this diagram here, actually, you can see, hey, the templates I was talking about earlier is this area. So you build out your private blockchain network and it's like, all right, it's here. But when you think about all the different services that you actually really need for an enterprise to run an actual app, there's a lot of additional services you have to stand up. So for example, you might want to stand up a web app so you're not, you know, interacting with a command line or
interacting with
some, you know, other non-friendly UI. And so a lot of times you have to stand up a web app in front. If you have a web app, you have to set up an API service. And so that's a lot of the stuff that you'll see here. You know, when you think about it some more, you might say, hey, I'm an enterprise. My data is super important. I want to do analytics on my data. But right now with existing blockchain technology, it's difficult to kind of go in and easily extract data from the blockchain directly. So a lot of times customers will say, hey, I have this blockchain network. I want to get data from it. I'm going to set up a separate database outside of it that basically is in sync with my blockchain. So all the off-chain data is on this database. I can do really neat things like use Power BI or any of my ML tools and just run directly from this database, which I know is in sync with my actual network. And so you don't need any blockchain expertise to do analytics there, right? So all of this additional services that you're setting up is what we're calling scaffolding that we're seeing a lot of companies basically stand up on their own, right? And so we're saying, all right, why would you keep doing that over and over again? Why don't we create something that kind of stands all that up for you?
Right.
And so essentially, all of this stuff is stood up as part of Azure Blockchain Workbench that makes it easy for you to get started. You don't have to build out your own web app. You don't have to build all these microservices to talk to the blockchain itself. You don't have to set up your own monitoring. And so the idea behind Workbench is that we do that all for you. And so what you have to do is basically just focus on the actual blockchain development, which is writing out your smart contract and figuring out what your business flow is. And so that's the goal behind Workbench, is to basically strip away all of the work that is scaffolding work,
right,
so you can focus on the actual blockchain workflow.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I just had like that light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Because there's all this stuff that Azure provides,
yes,
from Service Bus and IoT Hub and Gateway,
yes,
Service APIs and storage, and all of those things is one less thing for you to worry about.
Yes.
So if I'm interested in blockchain,
mm-hmm,
and I have all these great tools available to me,
mm-hmm,
plus blockchain services, and then, mm-hmm, you layer on top of all of that,
yes,
blockchain workbench,
mm-hmm,
again, I can focus on my business.
Yes.
And the Azure and the blockchain stuff is handled for me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Though I would say definitely this is more of, it's actually delivered in the form of a solution template.
Right.
And so because it is a solution template, once it's deployed into your subscription,
it's yours.
You're responsible for managing all that stuff.
Totally
yourself.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But the idea being that there's this wonderful toolkit,
yes,
then that ARM template on top of it,
mm-hmm,
along with the blockchain services,
mm-hmm,
I still need an understanding about what's underneath,
yes,
which means it's not as a service and everything's handled for me.
Yeah.
But it,
yeah,
is created. I literally say, you know.
Yes, you don't have to deal with any of the configuration. You don't have to hook up all the different services together. You
That's
don't have
cool.
to do all the coding to figure out how to integrate everything together. So all that setup work is basically done for you in terms of actual managing the individual resources. You have to still do that yourself because
cool.
it is in the form of a template. Yeah.
So in closing, because I don't have so much time with
mm-hmm.
you, where do I go to learn about this? Where can I learn all about Azure Blockchain
yeah.
Workbench?
So actually, we have a product page. So if you go to...
Is it up there?
Yes, I believe it's that one. So actually, this is to get started. It might be... well, if you search... Yeah, you can actually go here to our Workbench documentation.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. So there's actually a link. It's called...
oh, there it is. Azure.com/blockchain.
ABC... Oh, oops. aka.ms/ABC Workbench. So Azure Blockchain, ABC Workbench.
ABC. Oh, Azure Blockchain. That's
yes.
cool.
And that will
oh,
bring you to
go.
Our product page. We can read about it. You know, we link to documentation and some blockchain basics. And then... You can also get started. This will bring you to the marketplace experience where you can deploy the template directly. Yeah, and it just talks really quickly about overall, hey, what is Workbench? What is the offer?
Cool.
Yeah.
It would be great to have someone, maybe yourself,
mm-hmm.
from the blockchain team come on Azure Friday, and we can do this for real and learn more about it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Very cool. I'm learning all about Azure Blockchain today on Azure Friday.